This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And I know it's being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd Dude. Probably go win national championships.
Because
he's a great recruiter.
Holy bird milk.
Jeez, oh man.
I just got chills.
I can't believe he went there. I cannot believe he went.
Oh my goodness.
There. The most pissed off that we've ever really seen Tomlin in a press conference is when Tim Benz asked him about the USC and LSU job openings after Doug Whaley talked about how he'd be a great fit in college, and Tomlin lost his marbles.
Yeah.
He lost his marbles. And now you've got your Super Bowl winning quarterback saying that it's time to clean house, saying it would be the best thing for Mike Tomlin to move on. And then as the kicker, and Tomlin would be insulted by this, without question. Maybe you should go coach at Penn State.
Damn. Man. That was, I watched that clip multiple times and I was like, this is, if there was a cherry on top for Steelers fans that want Mike Tomlin out, like this, I don't see, like if, guys like Ben Roethlisberger are openly saying things like this. How do you think, if you're Art II, that you can rally the Steelers fans in support to get back on the train of what Mike Tomlin can do as a head coach? Like I see there's no coming back from this. This was it, in my opinion. Like the quarterback that won a Super Bowl with you is okay with saying on his podcast that you should go and put your name in to be the head coach at Penn State. And it's time to clean house. And time to move on. I haven't seen one guy, maybe a little bit. There's only one guy that I can think of that has any kind of like semblance of this. Any former player of Mike Tomlin. And Willie Colon, he was the only guy that kind of was like, yeah, like, I don't know what you're thinking, Steeler Nation. Mike Tomlin is, you know, one of the best coaches, blah, blah, blah. But I haven't seen any former player really stand up for him. And I told you before the show, I was like, if this was Bob Palko, I'd be like, I'd take a bullet for that guy. No, you guys are wrong. He's the best head coach. He's the man for the job. Whenever he wants to leave, he can leave. You know, it's up to him. He's the best. I don't see any former player really going to bat for Mike Tomlin.
No.
Going to actual bat for Mike Tomlin, like saying, like, that is the guy. No, we aren't doing this. Not one.
It's been the opposite.
Yes.
It's been the opposite. It's Ryan Clark, who respects Mike Tomlin as a man. Ben says he respects Mike and likes Mike, and I don't know what to believe or not to believe there. Like with James Harrison, they're sour grapes, right? With Ben, is there sour grapes? Maybe. I think Ben might have wanted to play longer, and they didn't want him to play longer, and he might blame Mike Tomlin for that. But Ryan Clark basically said he loves the guy because he cares about him more as a man than a football player and wouldn't have him suit up in Denver. And Ryan Clark's saying it's time. Scores of former players saying it's time. Trey Essex on our airwaves yesterday really struggled to say it because he really likes Mike Tomlin, but said, yeah, it's time to move on. But when it's the guy that you won a Super Bowl with, that means more. And the only players on this team, and I might be missing it. You can text us at 412-928-9370. The text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The two guys who have come out strongest in defense of Tomlin that are on the team, Jack Sawyer, who was pissed off about the fire Tomlin chance after the game, and Troy Faltano on a podcast. Those guys are basically both rookies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1.5 rookies.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys that have gone to bat really publicly for Mike Tomlin. The leaders, quote-unquote, of this team, when asked after the game, like T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward, they basically said that they understand fans' frustration. Only the rookies? And now you got Ben saying it's time? And Ben saying he should go to college and coach Penn State, a job that, by the way, just got turned down by Kalani Sitake. The head coach at BYU said no. The BYU coach said no. Matt Rhule ain't going there. None of the big-name coaches that were available went there. Florida hired a guy. Auburn hired a guy. The Mean Green of North Texas hired Neil Browndorn. I wanted to shoehorn that in. Hey, way to go, Neil. You're a very nice man. All these college head coaching vacancies are getting filled.
Uh-huh.
Penn State's not. They're in full panic desperation mode. Like, it's going to come down to Terry Smith, because he's the interim, and the wide receiver coach at Ohio State. And Ben Roethlisberger says the Super Bowl winning head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers should take the job. They're spiraling out of control at Penn State. Every single Penn State fan I know is freaking the hell out, and I think for good reason. Like, they have botched this thing so bad. They don't know where to turn.
Yep.
And Ben says, oh, here's where you can turn. That guy.
That is crazy to me.
That is offensive to Mike Tomlin, if you're Mike Tomlin. I actually think he would crush it there.
Oh, he absolutely would. But, like, I mean, Doug Whaley says it and everybody freaks out. Now Ben Roethlisberger says it and it's like, okay, well, I can't believe that. I can believe, but it is to the point where, and it's not just Ben. I mean, Bruce Arians said some things as well on Pat McAfee's
show.
We'll get to him. It is. It's one thing if Rex Ryan says something. It's another thing if Matt Ryan, you know, some of these talking heads that are on TV, or Dan Orlovsky say something. But whenever you have employees that have worked underneath Mike Tomlin, or players that have played underneath Mike Tomlin, say these things, I don't know where else you can get the finite information than those guys of, like, it's a fraternity. It's a coaching fraternity. And we talked about Rex Ryan yesterday. Like, he's looking out for his fellow brethren,
right,
coach.
Right.
But Bruce Arians, I mean, we're going to get into that. But, like, in Ben Roethlisberger, two people who have won underneath Mike Tomlin, with Mike Tomlin, are saying that it's time to move on. There's no coming back from that, in my opinion.
And Arians is not a sour grapes guy.
No.
Arians would have been here longer if Tomlin had his say. Rooney wanted to protect Ben. They wanted the ball to get out of Ben's hand quicker. They wanted to run the ball more, so that's why they brought in Todd Haley and get rid of the whole 7-step drop, let's force Andrew Luck to retire early kind of deal. Like, he doesn't dislike Mike Tomlin. Bruce Arians likes Mike Tomlin. Ben just said he likes Mike Tomlin, and they're saying it's time, it's over, it's done. We'll use your take as a jumping off point. Is this the point of no return now for Mike Tomlin? Like, if you are a Steelers fan out there listening to the show, is there anything he can do to get back in your good graces? Because I'm with you. I think it's done. I think it's over. I think it's kaput.
I just can't imagine going into, you know, heading into April and hosting the draft, and Mike Tomlin is still the head coach, and what fans here in Pittsburgh that will attend the draft, like, what would they, they'll probably boo the whole
they
time.
They will boo. They will boo. There'll be a fire Tomlin chance.
I just can't see there, unless he makes it to an AFC championship game somehow this year.
I was all on the fire Tomlin brigade after he lost to the Patriots and the Cardinals back-to-back, and then Mason Rudolph got them into the playoffs, and I think a lot of people went, okay. Like, at least they rallied, they made the playoffs, and I think some of the heat came off of Tomlin. The way this season's trending, that ain't going to happen. Ain't nobody running through the door. It ain't going to be Adam Thielen to save the day. And I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to finish with a losing record. But even if they don't, I think Steelers fans have had enough. And I think there's nothing that Mike Tomlin could do short of legitimately winning another Super Bowl that would get people back on board. You say AFC championship game, maybe that would do it. Is there anything Tomlin could do to get you to believe in him again? 412-928-9370. His Super Bowl winning quarterback says it's time. That seems like the end of the public perception that Mike Tomlin could maybe turn things around. What say you? 412-928-9370. Give us a ring on the fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We'll want your calls coming up next. Mike Tomlin called out Cam Hayward. So much to get into.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Anytime the Pittsburgh Steelers lose two or three games in a row, there's a cluster of the fan base that wants to fire Mike Tomlin. That talk usually goes away. This year, it's back, louder than ever, in the form of fire Tomlin chants. They booed during Renegade, during the home loss to the Bills, for crying out loud. So what happens at the end of this season? It feels like we're in new territory. It feels like we may be moving toward a point where somebody wants to end the relationship, whether the Steelers decide to move on, Tomlin decides to move on, they have a true mutual parting, or another team swoops in and works out what essentially would be a trade for Tomlin's services. I don't know at this point, because we've never been to this level of frustration. And consider where we were before the season. Tomlin said he thought this defense could do historic things. I don't think he meant give up more yards on the ground at home than the Steelers have surrendered in 50 years. They miscalculated what this team was going to be. And I think it's going to result in a lot of soul-searching in Pittsburgh. And it could result in Mike Tomlin searching for a new opportunity elsewhere in the NFL.
That is Mike Florio. We heard from Ben Roethlisberger at the top of the 7 o'clock hour that says they should clean house and that Mike Tomlin should consider coaching at Penn State. That is not a joke. That is what his Super Bowl-winning quarterback said about him, that he would be better served coaching Penn State right now than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Florio was dead on, man, that we've never been at this point with Tomlin. I thought you said it real well in the last segment, that there's really no coming back as a fan base when you've got every single former player worth a pound of sand saying the same thing.
Right.
And then your two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback really putting an exclamation point on it. And I'm wondering, Steelers fans, if there's anything Mike Tomlin could do to ever win you back. 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on that in 1 second. I asked if listeners out there could recall anybody but Jack Sawyer or Troy Faltano really sticking up for Tomlin since the Fire Tomlin chants. And someone texted in Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And he did. When Chris was asking him about preparation and things of that nature, he said, I know what you're trying to do. He drank from the water bottle, that whole deal. Isn't it something, though, worth noting that the people who have stood up for Mike Tomlin are a quarterback who's been here for 6 months, a defensive rookie who's been here for that long, and a second-year player who's only been a starter this season.
Right.
Like, these aren't guys who have been here for a long time. Some of them, they don't know what they don't know yet. Like, Rodgers came here because of Tomlin, and he's not going to wave the white flag. That's not his personality. He's not going to do it. He might not want to do it. The other two guys, they don't know what they don't know.
Right. They haven't played a full season.
Exactly. So they're going to stick up for Tomlin because they don't yet know quite the depths of the suck. Let's go to Bob in the car. Bob, is there anything that Tomlin could do to win you back?
I would unfortunately have to say no, but please hear me out.
Yeah.
The problem is in this society, everybody's afraid to do what's right. And the problem is, if you have 9 years with zero playoff wins, 31 other markets, he'd have been fired by now. If you
had
four playoff wins in 18 years, you'd have been fired by now. We have a bunch of protect Mike Tomlin and the Rooney's don't change. This generation of Rooney is a lawyer who's not worried about winning. He's worried about the bottom line. Imagine Dan Rooney, and I hear, well, he doesn't want to make the move because his dad made the Rooney rule. His dad's rolling over in the grave watching this proud franchise get embarrassed every damn week, and it's exhausting. It's time. It's been way too long. You need to make the move, Rooney. Stop being afraid.
Thank you, Bob.
Good call.
Damn.
Good call. Now, I understand that there is a gray area with the Rooney rule type deal, too. It's obviously created by the Rooneys, but that is to, you know, give more opportunity to black head coaches. That doesn't mean that, you know, it's still football. It's still you have to perform. It's still that you have to produce on the job. That doesn't mean that you get full autonomy for your whole life. Like, I mean, and I know it's a very touchy situation, but that is probably a tough situation to potentially fire the black head coach whenever your family was the one that started the Rooney Rule.
I agree with that. I think, and I'm play psychologist here, that Art doesn't want to be the guy that fires a head coach who's never had a losing season.
Right.
When his father created the rule.
Yes.
Because he thinks it would be a bad look. There have been bad look firings of black coaches. Jared Mayo got fired after 1 year. Who was the coach out in Arizona? He got fired after a
Wilkes,
year.
Wilkes, right?
Yes, and then he got replaced immediately by the hot young white guy. Like, those are bad looks. Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game in 9 years. They're 6-6 right now.
Right.
He said the defense was going to be historic, and 2/5 of the starting secondary to begin the year of said historic defense haven't made it through the season. They got released. They're 28th in the league in passing yards against. Their offense looks worse now than it did at any point last year, arguably. there's a ton of merit behind wanting to move on from Mike Tomlin. And I think Dan might, if he were still alive, and I hate to do this, I think he might be conflicted too, because I think the Rooney Rule's a great thing, mm-hmm. and I think it's a big part of his legacy. But at the same time, I think he would see the product on the field for what it is.
Right, it's still business. You still got to produce. Like.
And that's the thing. When that last caller, it was a good call, he talks about the bottom line. At what point does this start affecting the bottom line? We haven't been there yet. We haven't got to that point yet. We got the loud fire Mike Tomlin chants and the booing of Renegade. We haven't seen the no-shows. Monday Night Football, if they lose to the Ravens, there might be some no-shows. There probably will be some no-shows. It's cold. It's a Monday. Your team sucks. The team that you're playing doesn't exactly bring the juice. They're not going to bring their fans up here north into the cold. There could be empty seats. This is uncharted territory for the fan base because there's always been Tomlin defenders. There are not a lot of Tomlin defenders at all out there, and none of his former players are coming to fight for him, as you've put so well. Chris in the car. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Steelers are only going to win one more game this season, and it's going to be against the Dolphins. We're going to lose to every other team we play. First time Tomlin's going to have a losing season, he needs to go to New York and coach Jackson Dart. He needs an Andy Reid setting like Reid got, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think he'd do well elsewhere, especially at a place like that where 10 wins would be, I mean, they'd be building statues of the guy. If he won, exactly. if he went to the AFC Championship game this year, Chris, would that change your mind?
No, I'm tired of mediocrity being the norm. I grew up watching the Steelers win playoff games and Super Bowls. I remember what it's like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I said it earlier, Chris. Cowher was vilified by a large chunk of the fan base because he couldn't win the AFC Championship game. He couldn't win the big one. That was his grave sin. Tomlin hasn't. I mean, he hasn't been anywhere near an AFC Championship game since 2017. You gotta win a playoff game before you can even start having the pie in the sky thoughts of winning multiple playoff games, and they haven't even been competitive in one of these playoff games in 8 years. More?
Yes.
More. Chris in Connellsville.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Number one, there's not really anything Tomlin could do to change my mind that it's times past. But one other thing I wanted to say is, you know, people are talking about the bottom line and comparing Rooney to Nutting. I have to somewhat disagree with that. He's willing to spend the money. It's just being misplaced. I mean, they've got the highest paid defense in the league, so he's proven he's not afraid to spend money.
Yeah, it's not. I'm agreeing. Yeah. I agree with you on that, Chris. Right. It's not the same thing because as flawed as this roster was put together this offseason, and it is a flawed roster, obviously, and the schemes are bad to boot, they made the moves that they made because they really thought that they could win. And I'm not going to fault them for trying to win. I will celebrate them forever for trying to win. Trying to win every year isn't the best course of action for a franchise, as you're seeing with Chicago, as you're seeing with the New England Patriots. It's not the best course of action. Sometimes you got to recede into the depths of hell before you could pop out on the other side. But I will never crush them for doing what they think is best to try to win. Mm-hmm. I won't. They just don't know what's best. That's the sad truth of the matter.
It is the truth.
Yeah.
From top to bottom.
They chase the carrot every single year. And Doug Whaley was calling this out with us 2 years ago, Doran, that they're trying to build a playoff team. They're not trying to build a championship team. And those are two totally different things. We'll keep taking calls on this at 412-928-9370. Also, Tomlin called out Cam Hayward. Before we get to that, we've got a hairy headline. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
When it's from some of our guys like captains and so forth, guys that represent us at the coin toss, it certainly merits discussion and analysis. And so we went through that and we look forward to moving on from that.
Mike Tomlin singling out Cam Hayward, taking the penalty after he got kneed in the tummy.
His little tummy door, and he got kneed in the tummy
by Josh Allen. Mike Tomlin says you can't have that from your leaders. I think that the leader did it is the story. And I don't mind Tomlin calling him out for it, because I thought it was ridiculous that it occupied that kind of space in his mind the entire game and then post-game. And this is just another piece of evidence here, man. As you talk about the point of no return for Mike Tomlin, where Cam Hayward, I don't think, is only frustrated with his level of play. I think he's frustrated by the entire state of the situation here. And maybe it was Josh Allen's knee that he says got him all hot and bothered. I think that just opened the emotional floodgates for Hayward.
Yeah, I mean, you come to the realization that everything that you work for and you try to, you know, win playoff games and make championship games and try to have an opportunity at a Super Bowl, it's kind of just drifting away.
Drifting away.
I mean, you're not getting any younger. How many more years is Cam going to really play? He's probably like, this is unbelievable. This is how my career is going to be.
Yeah.
Or finish.
I'm going to play my entire career with the Pittsburgh Steelers and win one playoff game. Yep. And it's got to be setting in right now. I wonder if it's setting in with Rodgers, too. And he's thinking, man, should I really come back?
No, I don't think at all. I think he doesn't. I think he's just like, you know what? I'm playing football. Like, I'm going out here. I have a broken wrist. Like, I have a broken nose. I wanted to play football. It wasn't about money. It was about playing football, really. I don't think that he really believes, at the end of the day, like, if you go in a situation like that with a new team, do you really, really deep down believe that you're going to win a Super Bowl? The chances are very slim. So in his mind, like, he's like, all right, I won one Super Bowl. He's only been to one Super Bowl, right? Two?
Yes.
Right. He's like, I've been to one Super Bowl and won one Super Bowl in my life. Am I really going to make it to a Super Bowl again this year? Probably not. I just want to play football. So I think that he's like, whatever. Like, I'm just out here just tossing the ball around. Like, I'm going to try to play my best, and it is what it is. Like, I already won my Super Bowl. Now, with other guys like Cam and TJ, like, they haven't even sniffed that.
No.
Rodgers is like, okay, like, I have my trophy.
No, when he came back, he said he wanted to come back and have fun. And then he was asked the question about whether or not he thought the Steelers could win the Super Bowl. And he said every year there's like six teams. Some years there's 12, and we'd be in that 10 to 12 range. Like, he was looking at it from a realistic standpoint.
Right.
So that backs up your point. And part of playing football is getting hurt, busting up your arm, busting up your nose. He can't be having fun right now, though.
Well, part of playing football is like you just said, like getting hurt, but willing yourself to play through that, and it's really such a learning experience. Like, how far can I really push myself? Like, wow, like I can still make plays even though you look down, you have a cast on your wrist, you have bandages on your nose. He's probably gonna have a visor on, you know, this coming game, so he doesn't get his nose hit again. Like, you're like, man, like, you look yourself in the mirror, like, I'm all beat up, but, you know, how much farther can I push myself?
He probably gets a rush from it.
Yeah.
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 412-928-9370. You're mounting evidence that this has been the point of no return for Mike Tomlin. Florio thinks this could be the end of Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is there anything Tomlin could do to win you back? 412-928-9370. Jeff in Latrobe next up. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm 67 years old. And I've lived through it a lot. Mike needs to do the right thing and fall on his sword, you know, save face. It's time. It's time.
Do you
There's
think
nothing more needs to be said. And I did a quick query of the pay scale of the coaches and all these young bucks. They're making $5-6 million. If I don't do good in my job, I don't get a raise. Mike's making 16 this year. I'm merit based. You know, I'm old school.
I get that. And every time Mike Tomlin signs a contract, he's going to get more and more money. That's the way it's going to go.
Absolutely.
And thank you for the call, Jeff, and your query.
Query.
He did a query into the coaching pay scale, Torin. I just don't think Tomlin, even with the worm turning, even with everything we've discussed and all the mounting evidence that this year actually is different, I still don't think he's going to walk away. I don't think he's going to walk away.
Too much pride.
I'm with you. I think he would take more pride in fixing the state of this franchise than going someplace else and fixing that franchise.
And admitting that I lost and I couldn't do it. There's no way that Mike Tomlin, he's not wired that way.
Right, because he's admitting failure at that point.
No chance.
The grass is greener. I'm going to go someplace else.
I'm going to go to Happy Valley. No chance.
Well, that's definitely not happening. That's definitely not happening.
What if it did? I can't believe Ben said that. I still can't believe it.
They fired a guy that won multiple playoff games last year, and was like a play away from the national championship game. And he's a great recruiter. To bring in Mike Tomlin, who would undoubtedly be a great recruiter, but who hasn't won a playoff game since 2017. Can you imagine that?
If you're Penn State, do you reach out to Mike Tomlin?
Hell yeah! Especially now. Ben, did you hear something? Should I make a call? I mean, their athletic director, I'd fire him tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is that guy doing? 412-928-9370. Brian in Brookline next up. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. So you asked the question. I was a staunch Mike Tomlin supporter. He has lost me. It's not because of the Buffalo Bills game. It's the years and the games before. He refuses to change. And I don't even know if we win a Super Bowl, guys, if that gets me on board, because it's just going to be the same. It's just the same. I'm open for a new message to this team. And
that's the
city.
Only thing that could get me buy back in, because that's the goal. I mean, you win, you win a Super Bowl. Now you've won two. You're a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame if you aren't already. And all the criticism that we've had on Tomlin is you can't win playoff games. I mean, if you win the Super Bowl, then that criticism, it's not warranted anymore. But short of that, I don't know what would make me feel like he could ever win one again. He would need to win one for me to think he could win one.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. You have any problem with him calling out Hayward?
No.
No.
No, not at all. I mean, you can't do that as a captain in that situation. I mean, you're hurting your team, and you can't let your personal feelings get in the way of that, whatever it is. Like, I mean, what are we doing?
We've seen guys lose their composure before under Tomlin. I mean, the George Pickens is an example. I mean, when you're fighting Greg Newsome through the back of the end zone as the Steelers' only jump ball guy on a Hail Mary, I would say that is losing your marbles. I mean, right? Well, we didn't even make enough out of that at the time, man. No,
that's why it was so funny, because like, just thinking like you're the jump ball guy and you're just pushing somebody into the crowd.
That's like, we're going to have Ray Fittipaldo on in 15 minutes. He's on to impart wisdom. And he just, if we ask him Steelers questions, he just blows fart noises into the microphone. I mean, that's what George Pickens did. But this is different because Cam's he's supposed to be the leader. He's the guy that faces criticism and always has after games. I've always loved that about Cam. And I don't ever mind a player for being honest. But he's the guy that's supposed to keep his cool. Like, if he ain't keeping his cool, yeesh. 412-928-9370. We will talk to Ray Fittipaldo coming up in 15 minutes. At the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, I do want to start looking ahead at the Ravens and talk some actual football, so we will do that. What did Mike have to say about the hated Baltimoreans? Coming up next, we will also hear what Mike Tomlin had to say about Pat Freiermuth, and a former Steeler says there's something going on there. So we'll get to that next.
You know, we got a bunch of guys that are capable. I think we've been through some of these discussions before. We got a lot of capable guys that we have a lot of confidence in. Pat is certainly one of them. Ball didn't bounce his way a week ago, but certainly he's a viable option for us and one that's strongly considered as we work this week.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Doran, I'm not a genius here. I'm not the football guy that you or Bostic or Doug Whaley are. But pretty tough for the ball to bounce your way when you play 13 snaps.
Yes.
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Let's go get Adam Thielen. We got to get Adam Thielen, his bag of bones running around out there. He'll fix the passing offense. You've got Pat Freiermuth.
You paid him.
$48 million.
Mm-hmm.
He's making $48 million. They used him against Cincinnati. Guess what he did? He broke the game open for you. Gave you a shot to win. One of two guys that deserved to win that game, he and Rodgers. Your passing attack is infantile, and you're not going to use that guy? They don't use Jonnu Smith either, a guy who had 900 yards last year. It's idiotic. And there's a theory from Braden Faoco, Doran, former Steeler. Not for long, but former Steeler. He says, quote, on Twitter, "It seems like if you're not an Arthur Smith guy, you're left behind. It seems like he doesn't like Pat Freiermuth, obviously. He didn't get one ball thrown his way. You pay Freiermuth a lot of money. Use him. You paid a guy $150 million in DK Metcalf. Why does he have the same amount of catches as Kenneth Gainwell? Is that Aaron Rodgers or is that scheme? It seems like it's a lot of scheme." I don't know that he dislikes Pat Freiermuth or anything like that.
What did Pat Freiermuth have last year?
Better than this year.
Right. And Arthur Smith was there last year, so he liked him last year.
But last year, we were doing the same thing. Because it's still not to this extent, but it wasn't enough. He had 653 yards last year. A lot of it came in the two Cincinnati games. And apart from that, I mean, he started terribly, but they did find him eventually. So yeah, that would poke holes in the Faoco theory. Maybe they've just fallen so in love with Darnell Washington, but they could both exist.
They could both be on the field at the same time.
They had Jonnu Smith blocked down on the fourth down play, for God's sakes.
I know.
Jonnu Smith. I'd rather have Pat Freiermuth blocked than Jonnu Smith.
Well, wasn't Spencer Anderson like outside of Jonnu Smith?
That would point to scheme. he was lined up at wide receiver, blocking nobody. That's how that went.
Well, I could kind of see that because maybe you'll put a bigger guy outside to cover Spencer. Like, you take somebody out of the box. I don't know.
They should have thrown him the ball. They'd have a better chance of converting.
I don't know. 13 snaps is wild.
When you're searching for something, anything. I mean, they didn't do anything well offensively on Sunday. They didn't run the ball well. They didn't throw the ball well. They didn't protect well. But you need to be adult in your passing game. And you've got a guy that has scored 7 touchdowns in the NFL before. Last season, to your point. I mean, he had 730 yards in a year at the tight end position. He had 650 last year. He's on pace to come nowhere near those numbers this season. You're searching for answers in the passing game in the form of Adam Thielen, and you can't get this guy on the field? There's something going on. I don't know what it is. I don't know that Faoco's right. But there's something going on because there has to be because it makes zero sense.
Well,
right?
I don't think he's right about like Arthur Smith not liking Pat Freiermuth.
I agree with that.
Because, I mean, he loves Jonnu Smith, and Jonnu Smith ain't doing anything. I mean, he's getting targeted a little bit more than Pat, but like it's not like he's like the focal point or anything.
Right.
You know, so I don't
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre. I'm waiting for the first person, whether it's Pat Freiermuth or whoever, to ask for a trade.
Pat Freiermuth.
I think it's close.
Good for Pat. Pat has not rocked the boat at all. There is no way he's not losing his mind.
Losing it.
And he has been a good soldier the entire time. I don't think he'll be a Steeler next year. That's just an educated guess. Texter, he only had 13 snaps in the game because time of possession was only like 5 minutes. I know we do this all the time, though. There's chicken and egg there, man. Like, you can't move the ball. Put him on the field, see if maybe he can help you move the ball. You move the ball, you keep the ball. You keep the ball, your time of possession is better. I hate that. Tomlin says that anytime they ever struggle running the football, he's like, well, we didn't have enough plays. Well, maybe if you ran the ball more and you got more first downs, you'd run more freaking plays. Texter, what has Pat ever done, though, worth a lick? I mean, we've just told you, but Adam Thielen has 69 receiving yards this year. That's the answer? I think they have a potential answer on this roster. And you're going to tell me that Adam Thielen's going to help? Maybe last year? Ray Fittipaldo joins us next. I've been pirate sighing a lot more with the Steelers lately. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 32, low of 26, and overcast, even colder tomorrow. Highs not even reaching 30, high of 29, low of 14, dear God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.